We sort of made it to, we got to Our Father which art in heaven, and we got to Hallowed be thy name. And then everybody sort of wanted to stop, I think, Tuesday, right? Does everybody remember all that? Let's go backwards for a minute. I can't remember because I'm teaching it in stealth too, so I can't remember whether I talked about this before, but all great rabbis had as their signature a prayer. And as Harry asked me, what I'll try to do is put up a collection of these from Gamaliel and Hillel and Shammai and other of the great rabbis to show you what, you know, they're great prayers, they're wonderful prayers. But it's hard for us to imagine this is God telling us how to pray. And it's a big deal. So the Lord's Prayer is like, it's layers and layers and layers of meaning. As I said, yes, Tuesday, Hallowed be thy name covers the first four of the Ten Commandments, and then the last part of the Lord's Prayer covers the last six parts of the Ten Commandments. But it's not to be spoken idly. It's a momentous kind of prayer. It's not to be repeated by rote, as many of the modern religious folk are likely to do. It's recorded in both Matthew and Luke. And Matthew, the book of Matthew was primarily to the Jewish Christians, where the book of Luke was to the Gentile Christians, primarily at Antioch. And the biggest difference between the two prayers, well, let's look at them. That's be a good deal. Go to Matthew 6. You're already there, hopefully. Mike, read 9 through 13. And then go, and somebody go to Luke 11. And read 2 through 4.
After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.